May the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly coming to you from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm joining you today for your daily message of hope. On Tuesdays, we have the opportunity to call to mind and to invoke the intercession of the holy angels. Especially our guardian angels. Today, I would like to share with you the beauty and the gift that is given to us by Holy Mother the Church in the mysteries of the Rosary. On Tuesdays, we not only have the privilege of remembering in our prayers and in our act of entrustment the beautiful gift of the holy angels, but when we pray the chaplet of the Holy Rosary, today we are recommended to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And as we're in the month of May, it's a good time for us to consider, in all of the beauty and all of the power, how these mysteries of the Rosary can have such an important impact on our lives. There are, of course, five mysteries to the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. The first mystery, the agony in the garden. The second, the scourging of our Lord Jesus Christ at the pillar. And the third mystery, the crowning with thorns. The fourth mystery, the carrying of the cross. And the fifth sorrowful mystery, the crucifixion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just as every day of the week is given over to a particular remembrance, whether it's Monday, praying for the souls in purgatory, or Tuesday, remembering the gift and the presence of the holy angels, Wednesday, falling in love with good Saint Joseph, Thursday, remembering the great gift God makes of himself to us in the Holy Eucharist, or Friday, remembering with a certain sense of profound recollection the reality of the Passion, the suffering, the death of our Lord Jesus. Just as every day has a particular remembrance or an invitation for commemoration and consideration, so too every day is given over to a particular series or set of the mysteries of the Rosary. And on today, Tuesday, we are commended to the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. Bringing the two together, then, it's good for us in our mind and in our heart to ask for the assistance, the aid, the intercession of our guardian angel, to ask for prayers so that we may enter into the mysteries of the Rosary with a heartfelt devotion, a keen attentiveness to the mystery that we will be praying. Whether it's the whole Rosary, whether it's just one set of mysteries, or even just one decade, meditating upon one mystery in particular, we have the opportunity to grow in our knowledge and therefore to grow in our love, as well as to grow in our desire to serve the Lord by entering into that mystery, entering into that chapter of our Lord's life, accompanied by our angel, instructed by our guardian angel, we're able to see insights into the life of our Lord that truly only he can reveal. And in this month of May, dedicated to Our Lady, we're able to allow our hope to be replenished, restored, and brought to an ever-increasing height by asking Our Lady to see Jesus as she does, to see the child as only a mother can, accompanied by our angel, instructed by Our Lady, and pursuing Jesus. We are then able to have a totally different, perhaps a more profound approach to considering the reality of our Lord's agony in the garden, how he shed tears, how he considered the depth of his love for us while trying to make up for just how little love we have for ourselves, while he was brought to a moment of considerable, powerful recollection at realizing that even God in the flesh is not enough to distract us at times from the easy pursuits of the flesh, the enticements or the allurements of this world. We're able to unite ourselves to Jesus in a profound desire, but also a reality of love. We unite ourselves to Jesus because we appreciate how he has united himself to us in the gift of solidarity. We unite ourselves in that mystery, the agony in the garden, to the Lord as we learn about ourselves, not from our own perspective, but rather from His. Being guided by Our Lady, accompanied by our holy angel, we then enter into the next mystery, the scourging at the pillar. Our beloved Savior, the Lord, who loves us more than we love ourselves, who reminds us that we were made for more than that which this world offers. The Lord who reminds us that we weren't made for earth, we are made for heaven. The Lord Jesus is scourged at the pillar, and with every experience of pain, we are confronted with a powerful reminder of the depth of His love for us, the price that He is willing to pay, knowing that we cannot pay for it ourselves. Instructed by, guided by Our Lady in this month of May and in every month, and accompanied by our holy angels, remembering the great gift, the reality of time, we journey through these mysteries of the Rosary with a desire to become one with Jesus, so that we have the hope to sustain us along the path of life, so that our faith is enriched and our love is overwhelming. We then consider the third sorrowful mystery this Tuesday, how the Lord is crowned with thorns. He deserved a crown of gold, of silver, of diamonds, of jewels, and yet the only crown He received from humanity was one of thorns and vines, a crown that did not exalt Him, but rather a crown that brought incredible pain. We can make up for that reality in our own life by giving Him a crown of love, by bringing His heart into our homes, by acknowledging that even in the heart He exposes before us, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, even there, He still holds on to the crown of thorns, knowing that He would rather take that crown which inflicted so much pain than a crown which would reflect the power of this world. Once again, reminding us, we were made for more. We were made for heaven. We gaze upon Jesus carrying the cross through the streets and the alleys of Jerusalem, following Him with His mother. We consider the yearning, the sadness, the sorrow, the mourning of the people who love Him. And yet we understand 2,000 years later, He still teaches us how to carry the cross. The cross that is made for me is far different than the cross that is made for you. And the cross that is made for you is far different from the cross that was made for your neighbor. But in following the Lord, we learn how to carry the cross of this life with patience, with love, because we have hope, hope in the Lord. And then we arrive at the fifth sorrowful mystery of the Rosary, the crucifixion and death of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Every Tuesday, we have an opportunity to consider the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And the fifth sorrowful mystery, we come to that climax, which is Calvary, Golgotha, where we see our Lord Jesus lifted high, exalted high, not on a throne or a stage, but on the cross, not on a great mountain, but rather a hill, not on a place of joy and life, but rather of death and sadness. There the Lord is exalted, high on the cross. The crucifixion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ is totally unbearable for the one who does not have hope, but for the one who knows Him, loves Him, and serves Him, for the one who yearns for Him and is guided by, instructed by, and walks with Our Lady, for the one who takes consolation in the presence and in the friendship of a guardian angel, we are able to be like Our Lady, who, as St. Ambrose reminds us, did not weep at the foot of the cross, but she did stand. There at the foot of the cross, we find incredible hope. We find incredible faith, and we are overwhelmed by His love. As this week starts to get underway, but as this day starts to wind down, regardless of what may be ahead of us at home or at work or even at the grocery store, in conversations with our friends or catching up on emails or voicemails, looking forward to that movie or that favorite show. On this day, as we're still near the beginning of the week, let us never forget how much the Lord loves us. And in His love, may our hope be restored and replenished. In our hope, then, may we have strength to continue along the way and the journey towards heaven. Once again, this is Father Stosh Daly joining you today for this daily message of hope on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And as it is Tuesday, we remember the great gift of the holy angels. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you.
A reading from the second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 14 through 19. We urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, cheer the faint-hearted, support the weak, be patient with all. See that no one returns evil for evil. Rather, always seek what is good, both for each other and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit.